Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi B'Amos Daf Tes Vav. We're starting about the 12th line at the two dots. It's about halfway through. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sharbas Miakam Moshe Harnish Amos Shad Havin Oliyah. We're discussing the Mishnah. Remember, we have four brothers: Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Reuven and Shimon then die, so Rachel and Leah fall to the remaining two brothers, Levi and Yehuda. Mishnah said they both have received chalitza. The reason it's also for either to do yibum is because it's achais zikukasoi, the sister of the one who zakuk to him. So now we're asked about the following: Moshe Latzara. What about if she has a tzara? Meaning, let's say both Rachel and Leah each have co-wives. Reuven and Shimon weren't just married to Rachel and Leah. Each one of them had two wives, Rachel and another one, and Leah and another one. Do we say those tzaras are asur and yibum also? We know that tzaras erva is pater, but what about achais zikukasa? Is she considered an erva to extent that her tzara is also pater or no? So when it tells us, Rav Hila says, Shem Ravina, Kavachaymer, it's a Kavachaymer. My machais chalutza side. Just like we're dealing with the sister of his chalutza, Shima Devrayim, she's only asur drabbanon to him. A man's not allowed to marry the sister, or for that matter, any relative of a woman whom he gave chalitza to, and that's just asur drabbanon, nosel cham tzara, but the cham extended that even to a tzara of hers. Well, Khan over here, shesh kan isra chayos, we have an isra of sisters, because remember, the main yavamis, if you will, Rachel and Leah, they're sisters, like kol shekein pshita l'chashehila tzara, we just take out the word bitai, don't we for sure say that she has a tzara, which means that Rachel and Leah's tzaras are just as usher as they themselves are, and they're also not allowed to be taken in yibum. However, now the Gemara brings a braisa, which seems to be not like this. Rabot bar Chiya says, b'shem Ravina, that Tani Taman over there, which is in Bavel, because Yerushalmi's in Israel, so Taman over there is in Bavel. They had a brisa which refers to this very same case. We have two sisters falling to two brothers to Yibum, but each of those sisters also had a tzara, had a co-wife. Was the brisa say, Chaltu at tzaros, niftar achayos, if the brothers did chalitza to the tzaros, so that automatically patters up the sisters, whereas Chaltu achayos, lo niftar at tzaros, if the brothers did chalitza to the sisters, that doesn't patter up the tzaros. Now the reason for this difference must be because the tzara is actually mutter to be miyabim, which is why her chalitza is stronger, because if she's mutter in Yibum, it means her chalitza is considered 100% chalitza. Memela, when the tzara gets chalitza, that automatically patters up the sister. But the sisters, since they cannot have yibum done to them, their chalitza is weaker. Memela, that doesn't patter up the tzara. So this is clearly different than what Rav Hila said to Bishan Ravina. And therefore, we ask, we come out that Amar, just like you say, that chal to tzara's nefer achayas, that if the tzara's had chalitza done to them, the sisters are patter. Well, the chavasa, similarly, avilu chal to achayas if through tzara's. Even if the sisters had chalitza, the tzara's should be patter, because according to the way that you, Rav Hila, quoted Ravina, the tzara's are also asur yibum. And the Brisa doesn't say that. The Gemara attempts an answer. No, El Rabbi Yechim Anuri. It must be that Bryce is like Rabbi Yechim Anuri. To Rabbi Yechim Anuri, Rabbi Yechim Anuri says, "Bainu takin shiut tzaras chaltes lemis yavmais." As we're talking that regular tzaras erva should have to undergo chalitza, no yibum. And the reason why he's saying that is because really, meikar hadin, the tzaras are allowed to have yibum done to them. But because of an earlier machlekes that we had between Mishnah and Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yechim Anuri suggested, "Let's just make it a kana that tzaras have to do chalitza, not yibum." Bottom line is, you're 100% right. The way that we're quoting this Bryce is correct. The really meikar hadin, the tzaras are allowed to undergo yibum, which means that their chalitza is 100% chalitza, and that patters up the sisters, and not the other way around. But again, this brice is not a question on Rav Hila, because his brice is just like Rabbi Yechim Anuri. Ask Gemara, how could you say this? Veskinu, were they really metakin what Rabbi Yechim Anuri said? Like Kentani, don't we have a brice that tells us that they didn't have a chance to metakin this until the hour was grabbed, which means they weren't able to bring this takana to the finish line, and so this brice can't be Rabbi Yechim Anuri, because his suggested takana never actually took place. So Gemara says, you're right, Elke Beishamai. Must be this brice is like Beishamai, Tassavavon Beis on top, the Beishamai Tiran has a tzaras la'achin, because Beishamai, they matter the tzaras to the brothers, even in the case of regular tzaras erva, even though the erva is also to the brother, the tzaras erva is mutter according to Beishamai, and would be the same thing in this braisa, where we're dealing with tzaras, achayz zikukasai, Beishamai for sure there would say that that tzara is permitted, which again, Mimela means that when chalitz is done to the tzara, that automatically patters up the sister, but the sister, since anyway she's not mutter nibum, her chalitz is not going to patter up the tzara. So this braisa is like Beishamai, Mimela is not a question on Rav Hila. So now we continue discussing this, Arav Pichas Kumi Rabbi Yosi, in Beishamai, if you want to say that braisa is like Beishamai, then we have an issue. And pay attention to the girsa change over here. Afilu chaltzu ha'achayos niftru atzarais. So then it should even be the other way around. If chalitza was done with the sisters, that should also patter up their tzarais. Why? Because of Taninon, we learned in our Mishnah that Rabbi Blazer says, that Mishum Beishamai Ayrim Yekaimu Beisil Ayrim Yetziu. The name of Beishamai, they said that if the two brothers did end up marrying the two sisters that fell to them, B'yibum, so then they could stay married to them, Beisil says they have to divorce them, but according to Beishamai, they're allowed to stay married to them. So you see from our Mishnah that Beishamai holds that Yibum with the two sisters would work, which means Mela, that if they did chalitza to the two sisters, that should automatically patter up the tzaras. But the Brisa doesn't say that. The Brisa says that if chalitza is done with the sisters, that doesn't patter up the tzaras. So how can you say the Brisa is Beishamai? And the answer is, have a train tanoin in al Beishamai. It's machloikas tanoin, what Beishamai holds. Chad Amar, one tano, that's a ton of our Mishnah Rabbi Elazar. He holds, you're right, as we had just mentioned, chaltu hachayoi, sniftru tzaras is proper girsa, that if chalitza was done with the sisters, that does patter up the tzaras. Whereas Vacharna Amar, the other one says, meaning the Braisa quoted earlier, that Mandamer holds that Chaltu Achayes, Loi Niftu Tzarois, that if the sisters had Chalitza, that doesn't patter up the Tzarois. And again, that's just because it's a Machlaikes, exactly what Beis Shammai holds. Continuing to discuss Shitas Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Tanu, we have a Braisa, B'Shalom, B'Shal says, Koil, Havai Beis Hillel, Badavar Azeh. Beis Hillel was Koil, which means Makel. They were very lenient with this, which means according to B'Shal, it's the other way around. It's not that Beis Hillel was Machmer, Beis Shammai was Makel. Beis Hillel was the Makel one. They were the ones who hold in our Mishnah. The two brothers ended up doing Yibum to two sisters. It's okay, they're allowed to remain married. So the Gemara just asks, Malaganai? Is he saying this Lakanai? He's trying to be negative against Shitas Beis Hillel. Is he trying to say that they're being too Makel? That's what the Lashon implies. Because usually when somebody's Makel, we don't have somebody else saying, oh, they're Makel. We just take it as a granted from the Lashon. But from the fact that Abishal is saying they are Makel, it seems to be that maybe he's being a little bit negative about that they're Makel, and that's not a good thing. Says the Gemara, no, Lashavach. Abishal is praising Beis Hillel, and actually, Malizim, by saying that Beis Hillel is Makel, they really just bring up a doubt and a question on Beis Shammai, Ma Isser Yeshkan. What type of Isser is there over here? Clearly, Abishal holds in Beis Hillel that Achazu Kase is not a problem at all. It's not even considered a quasi erva, and that it's perfectly fine for the two brothers to marry the two sisters, Levi and Yehuda, to Rachel and Leah. And what type of Isser would you have in the first place? Now, we continue to discuss this with yet another understanding. Ashkachtan Rabshim Rabshimin was found taught in the name of Rabshimin that this is really a way to understand. Im Kadmu Vakansu Yikaimu, that if the two brothers marry the two Yavamas, who are sisters, then they can remain married. But Vahin Shabal Ushnein Ka'achas, it has to be that they both were Baal at the same time, which means it has to be they both married them at the same time. And that way, when the two brothers do Yibum to two sisters simultaneously, let's say on the same day, that we could say that retroactively the Zika of one was removed from the other one. And in Melo, there's no Isra of Achazik Ukase anymore, because again, that's just Lima Freya, we say it's been taken away, and so then they're allowed to remain married. But not if it wasn't like that. And we continue to discuss this. What does that mean? Not if it wasn't like that. So that Abishal, according to Abishal's understanding, Mutter Livol Betchila. Lechatchila, as Mutter for the two brothers, Levi and Yehuda, to do Yibum to the two sisters, because there's absolutely no issue of a Chazu Kase. Whereas that Reb Shimon, according to this brass we just quoted in Sheets Reb Shimon, Behusha Avar Ubal, it's only if they were Iver and they ended up doing Yibum, so fine, we'll allow them to stay. But Lechatchila, there really is an Isser of a Chazu Kase. And further clarifying this, Kanas Rishon Ubal, let's say the first brother, he was Baal the first Yivama, so let's say it was Levi to Rachel, he did Yibum, Imram Lashani Shi'ival. We tell the second one, we tell Yehuda that he should quickly do Yibum to Leah, because only then, when we have both brothers doing Yibum to both sisters, so then we could say that the issue of Achasik Ukasai now falls away Lamafreya. However, Loi Baal, if the second one didn't do Bia yet, Harishan also live Be'ilah Shnia, the first one, Levi, he's not allowed to be Baal a second time, which means he's not allowed to live with this Yivama, this new wife of his, anymore just yet. And why is that? Shema Yamas Echad Mehen, because maybe one of them, which means maybe the second brother, Yehuda, is going to die, Venimta Kabal Chasivimtai, is going to turn out that it's like he's living with the sister of his Yivama, because if Yehuda dies without doing Chalitza or Yibum, then Leah is also falling to Levi, but Levi was already Baal Rachel, which is her sister, and that's a problem of a Chasivimtai. And that's why, again, according to Reb Shimon, if they didn't do Yibum at the same time, but one brother did Yibum before the other, we tell the second brother, quickly do Yibum, so your brother doesn't run into issues. And Tana, we have a similar Braisa, Mes HaSheni, let's say the second one, let's say Yehuda died, then Harishan might say Sishta Beget, the first one, Levi, he has to divorce his wife, which means Rachel with a get, and as Eshes Achav Chalitza, he has to do Chalitza to his brother's wife, meaning to Leah. I think, well, really, that's true. Afilu Meis Sheni, even if Yehuda dies, Leah, the remaining Yavama sister, she needs Chalitza. Loi Reb Shimon he, isn't this Shitas Reb Shimon? This whole Braisa is being discussed in Shitas Reb Shimon, that the whole thing is only B'diavid. Well, Reb Shimon poitas HaShneim and Chalitza and Yibum. Reb Shimon patters the second one for Chalitza and Yibum, and to daf, we're going to learn a Mishnah Beferish that tells us that if we have two sisters that fell to one brother, Reb Shimon patters the second one from Chalitza and Yibum. So it should be the same thing over here. When Yehuda dies, so now it's the same case. We have two sisters falling to one brother, and since the first sister already had Yibum done to her, so the second sister should be putter from Chalitza and Yibum. And the answer is, on Reb Zeira, Kiyamte, I explained it as follows, Kol Yivama Shinir Slotzes B'Chalitza, Ein Muteres B'Loi Chalitza, any Yivama, which originally was able to be set free with Chalitza, now she's not mutter anymore without Chalitza. And that's why this case is different than the Mishnah in Tudaf. The Mishnah in Tudaf is talking about, initially, two sisters falling to just one brother. Then the second one doesn't require Chalitza. However, over here, initially it was two sisters falling to two brothers, and then both of them were able to get Chalitza. So now that even though we have one brother out of the picture because he died, and so there's two sisters to one brother, it doesn't make a difference. Since that sister, Leah, was initially able to have Chalitza, she still needs to have Chalitza from the remaining brother. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.